So what we're going to do is we're going to do a demo on the live migration. So I'm just going to switch over to my desktop. So we're just going to end this. So here I have my demo machine with my VMs running on this VM. I have demo 2, which has a heap of other VMs running on it. So on demo 1, I've got a server called Leon Server, and I'm going to migrate that VM from this machine to demo 2. So these machines have nothing in common. They are totally separate machines with the local disk only. So what I have here is I have my VM, so I've got a console connection to the VM. I can see the IP address is 10.10.10.154. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick off a ping to the box. So we can see a concurrent ping. And we're going to transfer this over our Ethernet adapter to the other server. So I'm going to right-click on the server, go to move, move the virtual machine. I'm going to type in demo 2, click next. Here we're going to move the data all to one location. So I have the options of moving the virtual's data by selecting where to move the items individually, or I can just move all the items to one single location. Or I could just move the VM, but because we're doing a shared nothing migration, I need to move the whole VM. So I select the destination, which is the drive. These are the drives on the actual destination machine, not my local machine. So I'm going to just put it in the VM folder. Click next. It just agrees with everything that I've said. So we hit finish. And we are now performing the move. So if I go back to my Hyper-V console, I can see we're moving the virtual machine. We're sitting at 6%. And this is going to take a little while. I can see the hard drive's going a little bit crazy on my machines. And while we've got that going, I can come down here to my ping. You can see that it's still going. If you shut down the VM, it will actually migrate quicker because we're not writing out memory and things like that. But this is a live migration, so we can see that it's actually in production, it's running. You can cut and compress this bit down when you do the edit. So this is why we don't recommend local SATA 5.5K drives. It takes a little while to copy. So as you can see, that VM is now migrated over. I can see Leon server over here on demo 2. And I'll just stop that copy for a second, that ping, sorry. Okay, and we scroll back up. And you can see there wasn't even a ping packet lost. Okay. So that's where I started the ping, and as we scroll down, you can see not one ping packet got dropped. So that's probably the best one I've seen. We can occasionally get one ping packet that gets dropped, but again, it comes down to the speed of your network, the disk, and how quickly the network transaction occurs. So that's the live migration over. Thanks very much. Come on. No one even told me that it finished. It went from 8 and 9% and then finished. So, staring intently at your lab. Okay.